Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. This is a really interesting topic. This man, Craig Hamilton, suffered a psychotic episode just days ahead of broadcasting for the Sydney Olympics. And it was then that Craig was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And Craig is going to join us on the line right here today on Mind Food Radio. Craig Hamilton, welcome to the program.
Very nice to be with you. Thank you.
I tell you what, broadcasting, everybody thinks it's not a pressurized industry. How did you get through that?
Broadcasting, you run on adrenaline. And I found that was my experience for a number of years before I experienced mental ill health just before the Olympics. There was a lot of adrenaline. You used coffee, I suppose, to pep you up when you needed that extra energy hit. And it was very fast-paced, and the pressure came with not only delivering content, but delivering content inside a deadline and thinking very much on your feet. And that's where the pressure comes. I suppose, but at the same time, I wouldn't swap the job for anything. I absolutely love what I do.
Yeah.
And it's been fantastic.
Now, you're a husband and father. How did your family cope with that episode?
They were fantastic. They were unbelievably supportive, and I can't do, or I wouldn't be able to do what I do today in terms of speaking, in terms of having written now two books, without their support, and I wouldn't have recovered as well and continue to do so today. It's 12 years on, and that family support's been so important.
Craig, can you just very briefly walk us through what happened?
Yeah, I can. The start of 2000, I began to experience mild depression. It was the first time I could really ever say that I'd been depressed. I was 37 years of age. I had no idea what it was. All I knew was I felt awful, and it was impacting on my whole being. It affected what I thought, it affected what I ate, it affected my sleep pattern, my concentration, my energy levels, my sex drive, you name it. On every level, depression was debilitating. It took me probably 3 months, 3.5 months of it steadily getting worse before I thought the penny dropped and realised that this is depression. But I still was unable to tell anybody. My pride and my ego and, you know, the male, Australian male way of dealing with things, which is to just soldier on, kicked in. And it was another 2 months, 2.5 months of just sheer suffering with clinical depression before I actually got to a doctor. And people couldn't believe it, you know. Friends and family and work colleagues, they couldn't believe that that was the experience that I was having, because I wasn't that type of bloke. And I think what it proved to me there and then was that no one is immune to the symptoms of and the experience of depression.
Can I ask you this? For listeners listening to this today, and perhaps, you know, they might know of someone, you know, in the state, or they feel, what's the best thing that they can do?
Be supportive. If someone tells you or confides in you that they are depressed, believe them. They wouldn't tell you they're depressed if they weren't. It's one of the hardest things for people to actually own up to, even today. And one of the things you can do is actually extend the hand of a conversation. And you don't do this within a group of 6 or 10 people, because the person that you're trying to help will just run a mile. If you think someone is depressed, the best thing I do is just quietly get them aside. And if they're a friend or a family member or a work colleague, and just say, look, you know, I was just wondering how you were, how you're going. You've been a bit withdrawn lately. You haven't been, you know, the usual life of the party. I'm just concerned about your health. Do you feel okay?
Yeah.
That sort of broaches the subject. And you'd be amazed at what that conversation might lead to.
Craig Hamilton, thanks for being on the show. Your new book, A Better Life, is in bookstores in July. You're also an ambassador for Beyond Blue. And for any more detail and around that, go to the Beyond Blue site or to mindfood.com.
Thanks very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.